So this is under Jupiter, the Christ activity, the light, as it's called. Here we are, the Christ activity, the light. It's a fuller expression of the Christ activity as we would expect from the expanded consciousness of Jupiter. We really have the mind and the heart that are in Christ. They've been cultivated now. There's a full expression of love, wisdom, not only of the soul, but of the triad monad as it serves and redeems, of the love, wisdom potentials of the triad monad. And Jupiter in Virgo is really monadic in its nature. So this last stage can take us to a very high expression indeed. Now, we're dealing here at first with the Mercury as the 0 to 10 ruler, the Christ force in full expression, the Son of Mind, is becoming the inner Christ, or is realized as the inner Christ. It's not so much the mind as a separate unit, it's totally infused by the Christ life. A spontaneous gratitude and sacrifice, this is the idea of Bernice's hair. Later we go into Saturn. The Christ is in full force. Conformity to the will of the Father under Saturn. So there's the selflessness of Bootes. If Chiron, the Centaurus or Chiron rules here, the lower nature is utterly sacrificed to the growing will of the Father in heaven, the monad. So there is indeed a spontaneous, sacrificial nature. The lower form, what really has is now successfully sacrificed on the fiery altar of devotion, a strong six-ray component to Virgo, and the consciousness is elevated above this. The personality will always be sacrificed on the spear if Centaurus is the ruler, and increasingly I think it must be. Then we move into the Venus decanate. There's the full presence of love, wisdom. That is the higher aspect of Venus expressing through the form under Jupiter. Jupiter and Venus together. Two planets which are quite weak at first in Virgo because they cannot express their love with wisdom nature. But once they redeem a matter form, they can express very well. So Venus has fallen and Jupiter is detrimented. And now in this stage, Jupiter is the hierarchical ruler and Venus is exalted. Well, not exalted. It's exalted in Pisces, but it has succeeded in its mission. Let's put it like that. So every fall is really a kind of exaltation, and the solar angel has risen above matter and is ready to return to the heart of the sun, or even to the central spiritual sun. That solar angel is now freed from matter, having conferred upon matter so many of its qualities and its spiritual qualities. So the full presence of love wisdom here in the 20 to 30 decanate under Venus, expressing through the form, complete giving up of the form to the Christ force. Expert expression of soul techniques. The healer is here. Now, let us say that if Bootes is the true expression, as I say, increasingly, I think it must be the way Alice Bailey has given it. It's the what can I call it? The sickle, which is so Saturnian that Bootes carries, reminds one very much of the Saturnian decanate. And of course, there's no way that that central decanate in Virgo is not going to be the Saturnian decanate. So there is a cross reference there. If Bootes the Christ has come and is fully present through the initiate, this is the initiatic stage. Jupiter is this full consciousness of the Christ, released from matter, but able to use matter in a most expansive manner. Venus is able to irradiate matter completely. A large understanding of the ways of the Christ. Consciousness in form. So this is the one who is awaited, the coming one has come, and matter is redeemed, and the redemption of matter we will see not just as the effort to redeem matter under Saturn, but as a full consummation. Think of this, that Pisces is the sign of consummation. It's the last sign. It means that everything is completed, and Venus is the exalted planet there, and Jupiter is one of the major rulers, and Jupiter is the hierarchical ruler of Virgo. So this is consummation in this last love, wisdom, highly illuminated decanate, which I would like, I think, to put under Bootes. I guess I've been convincing myself there. I think that some of the other theorists, I think maybe Nicholas, in fact, sees the centaur as the final ruler, extra-zodiacal constellation associated with the third decanate. But if we take Alice Bailey's order and the whole idea of the Christ idea, well then, Bootes would fit in the third. Now, it is possible, however, to consider the centaur as monadic in its demanding of sacrifice. You know, when we turn the burning glass and the monad focuses through it, there is the complete sacrifice of the personality. But generally, what I think is going on here is that the sacrifice of the personality is operating in the Saturnian decanate and is preparing for the kind of consciousness which Venus can give, the pure love, wisdom, consciousness. So certain things have to be done with the personality in a Saturnian manner, in a severe manner, even in a somewhat Martian manner, when you think about the spear, in order for this flowering of the Christ consciousness to occur. Well, there's so much here, friends. I did speak about the keynotes. Let matter reign, and we overcome that in this solar system and in this chain, whereas on the moon chain we may have been much more subjected to matter. Christ in you, the hope of glory, is indeed growing and is coming to a very important point, a birth point in this precessional age and in the next precessional age of Capricorn. The realization of the triple nature of man, expressing through matter form, is coming upon the more advanced people. So let us say we understand then the reasons why Mercury, Saturn, and Venus should be the rulers. The rising of Mercury, the ending of the Antikorana in pure being, or that of the Sun, let us say. The realization that the two become one, and the Son of Mind is the universal Christ. The sense in which Vulcan and the moon will lead to the great light, and the longing of the Christ will be achieved. That's the general phase, but we're in a Saturn phase. All kinds of sacrifices have to be made. If the glory of full consciousness is to shine forth under hierarchical Jupiter and under the third decanate of Venus. So it may not be pleasant to live through that second decanate of Virgo. Probably so much has to be given up, and so much that seems natural has to be kind of held back and suppressed for a time when one really conditions and disciplines one's lower nature. But then finally the harvest comes. And this is what I would like to write in red here at this point. The harvest comes. Christ is harvesting the soul for the sake of universal love, wisdom. So I'll put it that way. Christ harvests soul consciousness from matter form for the sake of the expression of universal love, wisdom. So it's a consummation. If you look at a hierarchical ruler and you combine it with the third or consummating decanate. Now in Taurus we may have a little problem there. We're going to have to look at that closely. But oftentimes, these third decanates give us a real consummation. I mean, if we look at Cancer, we have the Great Bear, not the Little Bear. If we look at Gemini, we have Sirius in the third decanate and not Procyon. So something consummatory occurs in this third decanate, and the ruler should be considered as a ruler which promotes this real emergence of spirit soul in the energy which the sign or the constellation has given us. All right. I hope we, you know, can at least epitomize some of these meanings so that they are easily understood with simple descriptors. We may not have them entirely correct at the moment, but I think we're coming quite close. We're sort of closing here with the idea that we can choose now to extricate ourselves from matter, to choose spirit. We can extricate ourselves from the mother and choose the son, and yet not reject the mother, of course, but redeem that aspect of divinity which has for so long been the guarding, nurturing, protecting force of natural law, which with its cycles and its incarnations has allowed the Christ force to penetrate these lower fields and to become powerful enough to express through them, and is also allowing the spirit to redeem matter, spirit and matter becoming one factually in our consciousness. Okay, I think we're there. Indeed, we are there. So I'll just close with an om here, and we'll try to get these things to you on our way. And then with Esoteric Astrology Adventure number 89, we will begin with Leo.